Please join me in hymn 149.
Open our lips, and our mouths shall show forth.
time.
Please forget.
O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the strength of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and show ourselves glad in him with songs. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King of all gods. In his hand are all the corners of the earth, and the strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands prepare it. My soul truly waiteth still upon God, for of him cometh my salvation. He verily is my strength and my salvation. He is my defense, so that I shall not greatly fall. How long will he imagine mischief against every man? Ye shall be slain all the sword of you, yea, as a tottering wall shall ye be, and like a broken hedge. Their device is only how to put him out whom God will exalt. Their delight is in lies. They give good word with their mouth, but curse with their heart. Nevertheless, my soul, wait thou still upon God, for my hope is in him. He truly is my strength and my salvation. He is my defense, so that I shall not fall. In God is my help and my glory, the rock of my might, and in God is my trust. Oh, put your trust in him always, ye people. Pour out your hearts before him, for God is our hope. As for the children of men, they are but vanity. The children of men are deceitful. Upon the weights they are altogether lighter than vanity itself. O trust not in wrong and robbery. Give not yourselves unto vanity. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God spake once, and twice I have also heard the same, that power belongeth
to God, and that thou, Lord, art merciful, for thou rewardest every man according to his work. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh also longeth after thee, in a barren and dry land where no water is. Thus have I looked for thee in holiness, that I might behold thy power and glory. For thy loving kindness is better than the life itself. My lips shall praise thee. As long as I live, will I magnify thee in this manner, and lift up thy hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied, even as it were with marrow and fatness, when my mouth praiseth thee with joyful lips. Have I not remembered thee in my bed, and thought upon thee when I was waking? Because thou hast been my helper, therefore under the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul hangeth upon thee, thy right hand hath upholden me. These also that seek the hurt of my soul, they shall go under the earth. Let them fall upon the edge of the sword, that they may be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. All they also that swear by him shall be commended, for the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Here beginneth the 12th chapter of the 5th book of Moses, called Deuteronomy. These are the statutes and judgments which ye shall observe to do in the land, which the Lord God of thy fathers giveth thee to possess it, all the days that ye live upon the earth. Ye shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which ye shall possess serve their gods, upon the high mountains, and upon the hills, and under every green tree. And ye shall overthrow their altars, and break their pillars, and burn their groves with fire. And ye shall hew down the graven images of their gods, and destroy the names of them out of that place. Ye shall not do so unto the Lord your God, but unto the place which the Lord your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name, there, even unto his habitation shall ye seek, and thither thou shalt come. And thither ye shall bring your burnt offerings, and your sacrifices, and your tithes, and heave offerings of your hand, and your vows, and your freewill offerings, and the firstling of your herds and of your flocks. And there ye shall eat before the Lord your God, and ye shall rejoice in all that ye put your hand unto, ye of your households, wherein the Lord thy God hath blessed thee. Ye shall not do after all the things that we do here this day, every man whatsoever is right in his own eyes. For ye are not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance, which the Lord your God giveth you. But when ye go over Jordan, and dwell in the land which the Lord your God giveth you to inherit, and when he giveth you rest from all your enemies round about, so that ye dwell in safety, then there shall be a place which the Lord your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell in. Thither shall ye bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, your tithes and the heave offerings of your hand, and all your choice vows which ye vow unto the Lord. And ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God, ye and your sons and your daughters and your menservants and your maidservants and the Levite that is within your gates, for as much as ye have no part nor inheritance with you. Take heed to thyself that thou offer not thy burnt offerings in every place that thou seest, but in the place which the Lord shall choose in one of thy tribes. There thou shalt offer thy burnt offerings, and there thou shalt do all that I command thee. Notwithstanding, thou mayest kill and eat flesh in all thy gates, whatsoever thy soul lusteth after, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God which he hath given thee. The unclean and the clean may eat thereof, as of the roebuck and as of the hart. Only ye shall not eat the blood. Ye shall pour it upon the earth as water. Thou mayest not eat within thy gates the tithe of thy corn, or of thy wine, or of thy oil, or the firstlings of thy herds, or of thy flock, nor any of thy vows which thou vowest, nor thy freewill offerings, nor heave offerings of thine hand. But thou must eat them before the Lord thy God, in the place which the Lord thy God shall choose. Thou, and thy son, and thy daughter, and thy manservant, and thy maidservant, and the Levite that is within thy gates, and thou shalt rejoice before the Lord thy God, and all that thou puttest thine hand unto. Take heed to thyself, that thou forsake not the Levite, as long as thou livest upon the earth. When the Lord thy God shall enlarge thy border, as he hath promised thee, and thou shalt say, I will eat flesh, because thy soul longeth to eat flesh, thou mayest eat flesh, whatsoever thy soul lusteth after. If the place which the Lord thy God hath chosen to put his name there be too far from thee, then thou shalt kill of thy herd and of thy flocks, which the Lord hath given thee, as I have commanded thee, and thou shalt eat in thy gates whatsoever thy soul lusteth after. Even as the roebuck and the hart is eaten, so thou shalt eat them. The unclean and the clean shall eat of them alike. Only be sure that thou eat not the blood, for the blood is the life, and thou mayest not eat the life with the flesh. Thou shalt not eat it, thou shalt pour it upon the earth as water. Thou shalt not eat it, that it may go well with thee, and with thy children after thee, for thou shalt do that which is right in the sight of the Lord. Only thy holy things which thou hast, and thy vows thou shalt taste, and go unto the place which the Lord shall choose. And thou shalt offer thy burnt offerings, the flesh and the blood, upon the altar of the Lord thy God. And the blood of thy sacrifices shall be poured out upon the altar of the Lord thy God, and thou shalt eat the flesh. Observe and hear all these words which I command thee, that it may go well with thee, and with thy children after thee forever, when thou doest that which is good and right in the sight of the Lord thy God. When the Lord thy God shall cut off the nations from before thee, whither thou goest to possess them, and thou succeedest them and dwellest in their land. Take heed to thyself, that thou be not snared by following them, after that they be destroyed from before thee, and that thou inquire not after their gods, saying, How do these nations serve their gods? Even so will I do likewise. Thou shalt not do so unto the Lord thy God, for every abomination to the Lord which he hateth have they done unto their gods. For even their sons and their daughters they have burnt in the fire to their gods. What things soever I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it. Here ends the lesson. Please join me in the Te Deum on page 6. Page 6.
We praise thee, O God, we acknowledge thee to be the Lord. All the earth doth worship thee, the Father everlasting. To thee all angels cry aloud, the heavens and all the powers therein. To thee cherubim and seraphim, continually do cry. Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of the majesty of thy glory. The glorious company of the apostles praise thee. The goodly fellowship of the prophets praise thee. The noble glory, O Christ, Thou the everlasting Son of the Father, who went out to his body to deliver man, that it's not a hold of virgin's womb, who when thou hast overcome the sharpness of death, thou didst open the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Thou sittest at the right hand of God, in the glory of the Father. We believe that thou shalt come to be our judge. We therefore pray thee, help thy servants, whom thou hast redeemed with thy precious blood. Make them to be numbered with thy saints in glory everlasting. O Lord, save thy people and bless thy heritage. Govern them and lift them up forever. Day by day we magnify thee, and we worship thy name, heaven world without end. Vouchsafe, O Lord, to keep us this day without sin. O Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us. O Lord, let thy mercy lighten upon us, as our trust is in thee. O Lord, in thee have I trusted, let me never be confounded.
We continue on the bottom of page 12. Please kneel, favor.
The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Show thy mercy upon us, and grant us thy salvation. O Lord, save them that rule, and mercifully hear us when we call upon thee. Endue thy ministers with righteousness, and make thy chosen people joyful. O Lord, save thy people, and bless thy inheritance. Give peace in our time, O Lord, because there is none other that fighteth for us, but only thou, O God. O God, make clean our hearts within us, and stain not thy Holy Spirit from us.
O God, who art the author of peace and lover of concord, in knowledge of whom standeth our eternal life, whose service is perfect freedom, defend us, thy humble servants, and all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in thy defense, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through the might of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run to any kind of danger,
but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance, to do always what is righteous in thy sight. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all evermore.
Amen.
The order for Holy Communion is found beginning on page 242 of the Book of Common Prayer. Page 242. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Almighty God, under whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
God spake these words and said, I am the Lord thy God, thou shalt have none other gods but me.
Lord, have mercy upon us, and incline our hearts.
Thou shalt not make to thyself any graven image, nor the likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or in the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down to them, nor worship them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, and visit the sins of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and show mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments.
Lord, have mercy upon us, and incline our hearts to keep this law.
Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain.
Lord, have mercy upon us, and incline our hearts to keep this law.
Remember that thou keep holy the Sabbath day. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all that thou hast to do, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt do no manner of work, thou and thy son and thy daughter, thy manservant and thy maidservant, thy cattle and the stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the seventh day and hallowed it.
Lord, have mercy upon us, and incline our hearts to keep this law.
Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
Lord, have mercy upon us, and incline our hearts to keep this law.
Thou shalt do no murder.
Lord, have mercy upon us, and incline our hearts to keep this law.
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Lord, have mercy upon us, and incline our hearts to keep this law.
Thou shalt not steal.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
Lord, have mercy upon us, and incline our hearts to keep this law.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his servant, nor his maid, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is his.
Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts to be diseased.
Let us pray. O Lord, our Governor, whose glory is in all the world, we commend this nation to thy merciful care, that being guided by thy providence, we may dwell secure in thy peace. Grant to the President of the United States, and to all in authority, both wisdom and strength to know and to do thy will. Fill them with the love of truth and righteousness, and make them ever mindful of their calling to serve this people in thy fear. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, one God, world without end.
Amen.
The Collect, Epistle, and Gospel, appointed for the Sunday after Ascension Day, begins on page 153 of the Book of Common Prayer. Page 153.
O God, the King of glory, who hast exalted thine only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph unto thy kingdom in heaven, we beseech thee, leave us not comfortless, but send to us thy Holy Ghost to comfort us, and exalt us unto the same place whither our Savior Christ is gone before, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, one God, world without end.
Amen.
You may receive it.
The epistle is written in the fourth chapter of 1 Peter, beginning at the seventh verse. The end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Here endeth the epistle.
Please stand for the gospel. The Holy Gospel is written in the 15th chapter of St. John, beginning at the 26th verse. When the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me, and he also shall bear witness, because he hath been with me from the beginning. These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh, that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father, nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. Please join me in the Nicene Creed, found on page 246. 246. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, Light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us then and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets.
I believe one Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen.
Please join me in Psalm 64, found in your books, the Psalms of David and Peter, on page 121. The black books in your pews, page 121.
When I do thee my prayer make, Lord, to thy voice give ear. My life save from the enemy, of whom I stand in fear. Me from their secret counsel hide, who do
shall rejoice before the Lord your God.
ye and your sons and your daughters. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 12. There are many ways in which the word of God is incompatible with the accepted public religion of our day. Paul tells us we will be surrounded by people who, as he writes, are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and they glory in their shame with minds set on earthly things. Philippians chapter 3, verses 18 through 19. These people, in turn, are contrasted by Paul with God's chosen. He writes, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from whence we also look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself." Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 through 21. We see then that there will always be two types of people in this fallen world. Those who look to earthly things for their happiness, and so will eventually always be unhappy. And those who look to heaven, where the true God, the ascended King of the universe, beckons them to join him in glory. The people of God, should constantly remind ourselves of the great gulf between these two perspectives of reality. True Christians are not just slightly more spiritual versions of their pagan neighbors. No. The mighty acts of God in history and in your life have marked us in a fundamentally different way. We are the resurrected sons and daughters of tomorrow. But of course, an enormous part of our great enemy's campaign against us is centered around seducing us away from that self-knowledge. Battle after battle after battle for our minds and hearts, trying to convince us that we are no different than they who have no hope. As Peter writes, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." 1 Peter 5:8. Those who know lions attack when they are hungry. And so we find that Satan is starving. So, the allies then, the people who help evil's great hope, can be difficult for us to see because so much of our world has been tasked with teaching us to be ignorant of saving reality and instead be experts in the temporary dying things of this world. We are constantly being taught to love and desire people and things which are terrible for us. And after a lifetime of this training, real training, we can struggle to know where the lies stop and truth begins. Fascinatingly, in some ways, it's actually getting clearer in these days, right? Clearer as the evil forces of our land feel empowered to discard the masks which hid their twisted and hideous natures. But this revelation is only possible because men and women have less and less connection to the divine light, which makes them human. We're human because we're connected to the divine. And so, because they're farther and farther away from this connection, they can no longer tell the difference between good and evil. Into this stormy world of confusion, God has always shined the light for his people to follow. He's never left us without the light. The chosen men and women who followed Moses out of Egypt had been trained for hundreds of years to hundreds of years of seeing and being exposed to the demon gods of the Egyptians. And they've been told to trust in the meaningless sacrifices offered to lifeless idols. After all, the Egyptians were the most powerful people the world had ever known. How else could they have accumulated such wealth and prosperity if the gods were not pleased with them? Even after living through months and months of the living God showing his people the evidence of the Egyptian gods by choosing specific plagues which matched up with their demon god's supposed sovereign domains, even after seeing that, even after God parts the Red Sea to save his people from the Egyptian god king's mighty warriors, even after that, even after all of these incredible demonstrations of the true God's power, what happens? The people were still constantly tempted to trust in the comfortable lies of the past. Mere days after being saved, the people built a calf of gold and pretended it was the God who made the earth. Right? They didn't say, this is our new God, the calf. No, they said, this is the God who saved us. They sacrificed and fornicated before a shiny cow to somehow bind their wills the God who crafted the Himalayas and put together our circulatory system. Somehow that was going to work in their minds. Madness is the only possible description of this plan. So we must carry this history with us as we examine why God gives this command in today's first reading. He says, you shall utterly destroy all the places where the nations whom you are going to dispossess serve their gods, on the high mountains, on the hills, and under every leafy tree. And you shall tear down their altars and smash their memorial stones to pieces and burn their ashram in the fire and cut to pieces the carved images of their gods. And you shall eliminate their name from that place. Deuteronomy 12, verses 2 through 3. This command is merciless. Merciless. And it's merciless because the cancer of mankind's rebellion against truth and ordered nature must be combated with everything we have, lest it metastasize and poison everything it touches. The cost is not just a people adrift in the darkness of their own imaginations. That's horrible. That's like being in your own insane asylum in your head. But that's not the only cost here. No. Our enemy never stops with the destruction of one person. Rather, evil uses our strength and talents to hurt others. In fact, evil works most efficiently when it can convince us we are doing the right thing in surrendering to its cruel seductions. So what happened? All but a remnant of the Israelites would indeed ignore this divine command and welcome the demon gods of the Canaanites into their homes and in their hearts. The consequences are laid out by God speaking through Jeremiah. We read, they have abandoned me and have made this place foreign and have burned sacrifices in it to other gods that neither they nor their forefathers nor the kings of Judah had ever known. And they have filled this place with the blood of the innocent, and have built the high places of Baal to burn their sons in the fire, as burnt offerings to Baal, thing which I did not command nor speak of. Jeremiah 19:4-5. The cruel, mad logic of child sacrifice lies in a parent offering that which he loves most to a demon god so that they will give them something in return. That's how this works. We see this same logic on display in our own time. In the way parents will submit to give their children over into modern pagan rituals. They're all around us, offering them, to example, the gods of transhumanism or in abortion, or more subtly, in teaching them that money and sex are the highest goods, right? The thing that they should live for. We used to call it Aphrodite or Mammon. Now we just call them money, sex. Same demons, same gods, just new victims. Blessedly, God, knowing all that will come to pass, doesn't stop with the destruction of things in Deuteronomy 12, right? He moves on from that. And he promises to establish a conduit of mercy. The temple. He's promising the temple. Here is where the people can be in the presence of the Lord and feast in joy with other members of the covenant people. It reads, "And there ye shall eat before the Lord your God, and ye shall rejoice in all that ye put your hand unto, ye and your households, wherein the Lord thy God hath blessed thee." Deuteronomy 12:7. We see that the worship of the temple was masterfully designed to teach the people a few things. One, sin is death. One. Two, the blood is life. The blood is life, too. And three, that the feast they enjoyed in the presence of God was derived from the dead creature sacrificed in their place. Those three things. Talk to them. But within this system, there was always the understanding that the blood of bulls and goats and lambs and pigeons, that blood could never equal the great betrayal of God for humanity's sake. It couldn't. As we read in the Psalms, here's God speaking in the Psalms. "Hear, my people, and I will speak. Israel, I will testify against you. I am God, your God. Shall I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of eagles? Offer God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. Call upon me on the day of trouble. I will rescue you, and you will honor me." Psalm 50, verses 13 through 15. We see here that forgiveness of sins comes always from God, and it is always by grace through faith, especially in the Old Testament. This wasn't different. But if that's how people are being saved, by calling on the name God, what possible salvation could the slaughter of bulls and goats and lambs possibly be pointing towards? The pouring of blood all over the altar. What could that be pointing towards? The clue is in our text from this morning. We read, "But ye shall seek the Lord at the place which the Lord your God will choose from all your tribes to establish his name there for his dwelling. And you shall come there." Deuteronomy 12:5. We see, and we just sort of take it for granted, the connection between tribe and place. The connection between the tribes and the places they would have as an inheritance. We just sort of take that as for granted. But that connection is not accidental. God commands it. And by commanding it, he's foreshadowing the union between man and temple, and consequently, man and God. How? Well, the land God chose for the temple, the holy space in which God and man would meet, because that's what we mean when we say temple. We mean the space in which God and man will meet, the reversal of the curse of the garden. Right? That's what we're talking about. That holy space in which God and man would meet would be Mount Zion, in the land of Judah. As we read in the Psalms, "He also rejected the tent of Joseph and did not choose the tribe of Ephraim, but chose the tribe of Judah, Mount Zion, which he loved. And he built his sanctuary like the heights, like the earth which he has established forever." Psalm 78:67. We see that Judah, the tribe of everlasting Davidic kings. Judah is the chosen tribe because it will not merely be a temple of stone which is established. No. Men can destroy brick and stone. They can always destroy what other fallen men have built, no matter how beautiful or grand. No. And this destruction, of course, was the fate of both the first and second temple. Those temples were reduced to ruin. Men gather around and mourn. That's not this promise that we hear today. We hear an everlasting promise, an everlasting temple. The blessed ones. The great temple, these other temples we're teaching the people of God to yearn for, is no decaying building or sacred monument. Nothing that our enemy can destroy. As we read in St. John's Gospel. The Jews then said to him, "What sign do you show us as your authority for doing these things?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "It took 46 years to build this temple, and yet you will raise it up in 3 days." But he was speaking about the temple of his body. So when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he said this, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had spoken. Which scripture are they talking about? The Old Testament, of course. Right? The promised temple has come in Christ. We see that the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the true place wherein God and man are united forever, this Jesus Christ becomes the holy space of worship and triumph, Deuteronomy foretells. Everlasting worship and triumph. It is in Christ that we can burn down the pagan groves of our heart and cut down the idols poisoning our souls. It is in Christ that we bring the sacrifice of our souls and bodies to lay before the one who sacrificed everything that we and our children will live. It is in Christ that we spiritually feast upon the body and blood of the great sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. Our perfect union with the everlasting temple, with Jesus Christ, that union allows us to rejoice with our sons and daughters before the Lord our God. Rejoice, secure in the knowledge that our salvation is the product of thousands and thousands of years of careful preparation and hard promises kept. Our perfect union with Christ has made the Church of God unstoppable in her conquest of the hearts and minds of God's elect. Unstoppable. Let us then never forget that God the Father has saved us from sacrificing our children to the demon gods of then and now, to instead be saved by the one sacrifice of his Son, the one who bears the name of God, the temple which can never be destroyed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Whatsoever ye would that men should do unto you, so do unto them. For this is the law and the prophets. Please join me in the offertory hymn 156. All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall, bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem especially those to whom our prayers are desired. And we also bless thy holy name, for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace so we follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate.
Amen.
The exhortation is found on page 255 of the book of Common Prayer. Dearly beloved in the Lord, he that mind to come to the Holy Communion of the body and blood of our Savior Christ must consider how St. Paul exhorteth all persons diligently to prove and examine themselves before they presume to eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Whereas the benefit is great, who with a true penitent heart and lively faith we receive that holy sacrament. But then we spiritually eat the flesh of Christ and drink his blood. Then we dwell in Christ and Christ in us. We are one with Christ and Christ with us. So is the danger great if we receive the same unworthily. For then we are guilty of the body and blood of Christ our Savior. We eat and drink our own condemnation, not considering the Lord's body. We kindle God's wrath against us. We provoke him to plague us with divers diseases and sundry kinds of death. Judge therefore yourselves, brethren, that ye be not judged by the Lord. Repent you truly for your sins past. Have a lively and steadfast faith in Christ our Savior. Amend your minds, and be in perfect charity with all men. So shall ye be meet partakers of those holy mysteries. And above all things, ye must give most humble and hearty thanks to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, for the redemption of the world by the death and passion of our Savior Christ, both God and man, who did humble himself, even to the death upon the cross, for us miserable sinners, who lay in darkness and the shadow of death, that he might make us the children of God and exalt us to everlasting life, and to the end that we should always remember the exceeding great love of our Master and only Savior Jesus Christ, thus dying for us, and the innumerable benefits which by his precious blood shedding he hath obtained for us. He hath instituted and ordained holy mysteries as pledges of his love, and for a continual remembrance of his death, to our great and endless comfort. To him therefore, with the Father and the Holy Ghost, let us give as we are most bound in continual thanks, submitting ourselves wholly to his holy will and pleasure, and studying to serve him in true holiness and righteousness all the days of our life.
Amen.
Ye who do truly and earnestly repent of your sins, and are loving charity with your neighbors, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make your humble confession to Almighty God, meekly kneeling upon your knees. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us, the burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, for thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honor and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins To all those who with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Hear but comfortable words our Savior Christ hath, and to all who truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Here also it St. Paul said, this is a true saying, and worthy of all men to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Here also it St. John said, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto our Lord God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is very meet, right, and all bound to do, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, everlasting God, through thy most dearly beloved Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who after his most glorious resurrection manifestly appeared to all his apostles, and in their sight ascended up into heaven to prepare a place for us, that where he is, thither we might also ascend and reign with him in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord Most High. Amen.
We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us.
Amen.
Almighty God, our heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made him, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect and sufficient sacrifice, oblation and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and it institute, and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who the same night that he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it, in remembrance of me.
Amen.
Christ, who came for thee to preserve thy body and soul and everlasting life. They eat this in remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feeding him in thy heart by faith with thanksgiving. Blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shed for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for thee, and be thankful.
The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed him in thy heart by faith with thanksgiving. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed him in thy heart by faith with thanksgiving. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, be upon you and name you always. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed him in thy heart by faith with thanksgiving. Blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, be upon you and name you always. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed him in thy heart by faith with thanksgiving. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed him in thy heart by faith with thanksgiving. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life.
Blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be upon you and be always. Blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be upon you and be always.
The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for thee, preserve thy body and soul and everlasting life. Take and eat this remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed him in thy heart by faith with thanksgiving. Blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for thee, and be thankful. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for thee, and be thankful. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ was shed for thee. Preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for thee, and be thankful. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ was shed for thee. Preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for thee, and be thankful. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ was shed for thee. Preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for thee, and be thankful. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ was shed for thee. Preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for thee, and be thankful. Body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be upon you, may be always. And eat this in remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed him in thy heart by faith with thanksgiving. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. take and eat this remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed him in thy heart by faith with thanksgiving. Blessed be God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be upon you, with you always. Blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for thee, and be thankful. Blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for thee, and be thankful.
Please kneel if able. To join me in the Lord's Prayer on page 264.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Please stand for the glory.
Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, who in the Holy Ghost art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
The peace of God which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be amongst you and remain with you always. Please join me in hymn 418.
Alleluia, sing to Jesus, is the scepter, he is the throne. Alleluia, is the triumph, is the victory alone. Hark the songs of
for me, where the songs are. Jesus, I